Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast challenge edition. This week's episode of All Stars was so much fun, but I have some questions because it got a little juicy. So I figured who better to answer than the person who tried to climb up a wall on this week's episode and didn't really succeed. My friend, co-host of my favorite challenge podcast, Challenge Mania, Derek Kaczynski. Hi, Derek.
Oh, one for the favorite challenge podcast, Challenge Mania. The other one, zero. I'm sorry. I don't like to compete, but every now and then you wonder where you rank in people's favorites. And it's okay if you tell the other ones they're your favorites too. It's okay. I appreciate the sentiment.
I've never told anyone, no other podcast, that they're my favorites. So you, I promise you. And also you do like to compete. So let's not pretend.
It's like it's funny because when I hear like, oh, this is happening over on this podcast, or that's happening over there on that podcast, or this one's launching, that one's launching, I'm like, oh, and I just like throw myself under like my, like I have to almost throw myself under like an imaginary pillow, gather myself and be like, listen, high tides raise all ships. Is that right?
Yes. There you go. Yeah.
Because, and I really truly believe that that's true. And since we started doing it, it was like, whether this one or that one or that one, like it, as far as like the challenge community goes, when people are doing well in the challenge world, whether it's, you know, this one's starting a podcast or that one's starting a Patreon, or it's like, I feel like we never stopped sailing. It's like Challenge Mania podcast never stopped growing and getting better and stronger and more respected. So I just, for me, like, I want to continue to give back and like say thank you to you, for supporting us in the challenge. I remember when we ran into each other on the Dirty 30, and you knew you had all this plethora of information about the challenge. And it's because of people like you that have helped the Challenge All-Stars, the Challenge 36. It's people like you that have respected what we do is the reason why we're going on to season 37 and maybe a possibly season 2, 3, 4, and 5. So thank you to you, Emily.
Thank you, Derek. That was so nice of you. Isn't it so crazy? The first time we met in person was at that Dirty 30 event in New York.
But it felt like we had known each other for longer than that.
I know. It's crazy. I love it. And obviously I have so much appreciation for what you and Scott, of course, shout out to your co-host, Scott Yeager, who obviously also hosts the Challenge Mania podcast, and you guys do an awesome job. So I am always happy to spread the love with the challenge. And like you said, the more, the better. So there's never too much. I want to start off by talking about this week's episode of the All-Stars, which obviously I'm going to preface by saying Derek has not yet seen this episode because we are recording ahead of time. So I'm going to be kind of filling him in. But this week we were introduced to a new twist. TJ dropped this massive bomb that everything's going to be a double elimination going through. When did you have any idea this was coming? Were you shocked?
No, but I thought it was so cool. You know that the twists are coming somewhere, and all me being like, you know, the guy that breaks down these each challenge competition, and you break down each twist, and you know there's one around the corner, and it can't just be the life shield or the lifesaver. Is that it? Is that really what we're gonna have to work with? No way. No way in hell. I was already predicting. And I hope that maybe they use this in the future. Right. And I guess I can't tell you what happens in the next couple episodes, but could you imagine if, okay, we're doing a challenge and right now there's only been like 4 people eliminated. Right. And we've been told that, you know, there's a deadline. At some point we're going home. Like, we're not going to stay in Argentina the duration of what a normal challenge is. Like, we're going to be here for a month and we're going to get back to our normal jobs and our kids and people have to be back at a certain time. So we're like, listen, there's been like four people that have been eliminated. Tech, Ace, Arissa, and Trishelle. Four people. Right. I'm right. So you start thinking, oh my gosh, there's got to be a twist where they send like a lot of people home. I was thinking that they were going to do like maybe we're going to send in two guys and two girls, right?
Right.
And there's going to be like some sort of like a
purge, yeah.
Like a balls in, right? And they were going to do this like all out like football game, you know, where they eliminate like, you know, at least 2 to 6 people or something, like 2 to 4 people. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was a long-winded answer to saying I was excited to hear that there's a twist.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like anyone who's watched any seasons of The Challenge knows, especially in the last 5 years or so, every season has a twist. TJ always has something up his sleeve that people don't know about. So I'm usually able to be like, oh, I can kind of feel it out what it's going to be. I did not see that coming. So I was thrilled about it. I also did not see why Cyrus would call out Alton, because I don't know who would ever want to go against Alton. But can you explain a little on background what happened to the two of them? Like why he was so upset? Because it seemed that everyone kind of understood that he wanted to call out Alton, but it just seemed a little strange.
Yeah. And I'll speak for Cyrus, because I think at some point he actually told me, yo, if this situation comes up, you need to explain. And I said, okay, for sure. Cause I didn't know the reason either. From my understanding is that at some point Alton, on the first challenge, when we had to vote, either Ace or Cyrus were the ones that were really on the chopping block. I don't know if you guys know, understand the behind the scenes, but at some point it wasn't just Ace that was on the table to go in. It was Cyrus and Ace on the table to go in. And the reason we went with Ace is because he's the one that put in the least effort during the swimming challenge. Me and Mark joked about this, because we went and rewatched that episode, and because we wanted to see how far down that block was that me and him couldn't get.
Right.
And we got little snippets of us going down there, and I literally slow-mo'd it down to like 3 seconds to attempt to see how far down it was. And then when I caught Ace's attempt to go out, I was like, Mark, dude, I'm like, I don't even know if Ace got his hair wet during that competition. So like literally, we don't even know if he put his head underwater to look in attempt to going out, swimming out one time and coming back, as opposed to like a few of us making an attempt. Solitarian almost drowned. Most of the people that went out to get their blocks on the first challenge, they had to call for help. Like they had to get, a safety boat, a safety guy, to get to them,
right,
while they're drowning and save them.
Right.
And Ace was one of those people that went out one time and came back and said, I'm not going out again. And Cyrus, you know, for whatever it's worth, is he attempted to go out there and a few times after, like, me and Mark were just dead. Like me and Mark went so hard that like we needed rest time to go back out and attempt to get it again. And at that point, I believe that Alton had lobbied for, I don't know if that's the right term, had lobbied for Cyrus to go in and not Ace, because they were friends. So,
okay. Yeah. See, we didn't see any of that. So,
yeah. And to be honest with you, not that many of us saw that either. So it was kind of like something behind the scenes, that one of those like birdies, that was one of those floaters that were kind of ideas that were floating around that only a few people may have known. And Cyrus caught wind, and that was his validation. You know how it is, Emily, like we all need a reason to put somebody else in. Alton didn't want to vote his good friend to go in. Right. So he probably put out a feeler, got to Cyrus, And that's all Cyrus need for his ammunition to kind of go after Alton.
Right. Well, that makes a lot more sense. I think that a lot of people, I was like, where did this come from? This came out of nowhere. So I definitely think it's really good that you explained that.
Yeah.
Alton chose Anissa to as his partner and they destroyed it. I know you know, there's a bit of you saying during that, that people kind of like sleep on Anissa and don't realize, and she proved during that just how badass she is. What was that like watching? Like, was it amazing to see? Cause it was really cool to watch.
Yeah. I mean, I get goosebumps, just thinking about it now. And the reason is because Anissa's put so much time into this game, so much, so many emotions, so many, wins, losses, you know, when someone, I remember going back to my days when it took me 6 chances to win a challenge championship. And back then, you know, some people, you know, like CT, like he didn't give a shit about challenge championships back then. He didn't give a shit about anything. Right now, my man is like, you know, I'm coming after Johnny 7, right? Probably, I would imagine. But for like someone like Anissa, that's that has put her heart and soul in this game. And then to see her get like demeaned and destroyed on her capabilities during competitions, to a friend, it's kind of like torture for me to watch that. It makes me want to reach out there and take her with me. It makes me feel like I want to help her get to that next level. So, to see her for her chance to kind of like shine after this season, and she didn't have a bad season on Double Agents. But it's just the way they're all kind of like putting her down. Like she can't do it. She's not good. It's like, no, she's good. She's been good. We all just have our weaknesses, and you know, maybe, you know, some of Anissa's weaknesses are exposed, but you also saw Fessy's weakness exposed.
Right.
So it's like, you know, as a friend, like, I'm glad she had this moment and I'm glad she had a time to shine. And I don't know if this was played on the episode, but this is the moment where TJ's like, yo, you've done 22 eliminations. That's like a record, all-time record. And this is the moment where I start thinking in my stat books, in my imaginary stat books in my head, that like, this is a real challenge. Like, yeah. TJ is counting this as a real challenge. It's not like the spinoff show Champs versus Stars. Like, you got some of the league's, you know, top masterminds playing the game, and we're going to count it. The prize is $500,000, and these eliminations count. Anissa is one of the best. You just did the damn thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, that him kind of counting it as, and I wouldn't see how this is not a real challenge. I mean, it is 100%, and it looks more difficult than half the things they do on the challenge on MTV now anyway. So I think that everyone can kind of agree on that aspect. One other part of this week, the big part of this week's episode, was Alton and Isela's hookup, which for me surprised me only because when I'm going into All Stars, I'm thinking, you know, these people have all played so much. Most of them obviously have, you know, lives at home or relationships at home, but not everybody. I mean, there are some single people there, but just because it just, I don't know, I guess it just caught me off guard. Did everyone in the house know that that was happening?
So first of all, it was nice to also see Alton do well in an elimination, because I felt like he struggled in this challenge. He struggled, and it was mainly because his shoes were too small. I don't know if that'll come out. Anyway, that's the excuse. That's what we've been running with. Okay. I thought we didn't see like the superhero Alton that I was hoping to see on the ropes. And you know, he didn't do, you know, he went out and got there, one of those blocks on the swim challenge, but I thought he was going to be like the shark, you know? So to see him jump from box to box the way he did, like Spider-Man, like a superhero, was amazing. I thought it was another like in tandem amazing moment for Anissa and Alton, like Alton's back. This is the Alton we wanted to see.
At one point, it literally looked like he was jumping on a trampoline. He was getting so high when he was jumping. I'm like, how is he doing this? Like, how is he humanly possibly doing this?
And that's kind of like, as a competitor and as a fan, like, and as a friend, I was hoping to see. Like, I couldn't wait to see the superhero Alton. And we saw the superhero in Nisa as well. So I thought it was just a cool moment in challenge moment books for me to see. And fairy tale, whatever. But going back to the hookup, like, so me and Alton got really close. Me and Hisala got close too. And so I kind of knew this was blooming. I didn't know how far they were going because Alton was having a rough time out there. Like, he was not enjoying this, closed in space where we have to sort of take, play by the challenge gods rule books, you know? So, I would hear a lot of that uncomfortability and I at some point I thought he was just gonna quit. So here comes Hisela and all her knight in shining armor. Here she comes. Oh, Alton, what can I do for you? You need to calm down. No, it's okay. I'm gonna take care of you. We're gonna take care of each other. Okay. And I think that if you ever talk to Hisela, she can talk about anything and have the most fun-filled conversation. One of my favorite people to have a conversation with. And Alton, me and Alton, like, we always go back to Captain Derek and Captain Alton from The Gauntlet 2. And we went and lived this, we called it a soul journey. Where, you know, he was going elimination, or either he was going elimination, I was going elimination, right? And so basically we went in all the guys' eliminations together. So we'll always have this like bond, but in this moment, there are just some things that a woman is better suited for than a guy is. And Hisela, you know, took the bull by the horn and said, I'm going to take care of you. And I think at that time, they were having more and more conversations, mm-hmm. you know, together. And I think even more once, Beth and Cyrus, were gone. So I think it was kind of like their plan. I think they planned it. I think they planned the whole elimination, that they were going to get Cyrus and Beth out of the room so they can have a little bit more personal time.
It was the perfect time. It was the perfect timing for them. Did you butt heads with anyone in the house? Because I feel like before and over the years, obviously, everyone has kind of had issues with people, obviously, on past challenges. With Beth, there's been some issues. You know, you are obviously very close with Kendall, but not everyone in the house seems to be. Were you like butting heads with anyone going in, or were you like, oh, I'm friends with all these people, like I'm good?
Yeah. I mean, you never know how the game is. It will sway things because, like, for example, so let's say I go in there and I vote for Ace to go in. Ace comes back and he's like, well, dude, thought you were my friend. That kind of like flips the tables, you know?
Right.
I think that me and Nehemiah had a friendly rivalry that had the. The makings of possibly tilting in the other direction. And I think you're going to see a little bit of that, going through, you know, as the season goes on, is that me and Nehemiah kind of, it's like this rivalry / who's better than who. And I thought that this was the episode where it was going to kind of come ahead because, I'm not going to spoil anything because I don't know if they're going to, play anything in the future, but there was a moment where, he kind of got in my face and I didn't know, what the energy was and I don't know what the intent was, but, I end up I end up calling him out and telling him to come outside and let's do it like they do in the old days. Let's go. Let's put this in the back. Let's go in the backyard. I'll meet you behind the house. Type
old
shit.
Derek, you know, came out.
Yeah. Well, and it was almost like he was like poking the you know, poking the lion to see if it still roars and how loud it roars and if it's gonna bite. Right. So, I'm not gonna spoil anymore if it because I think it does have a chance of making the air.
I'm sure it will. Well, speaking of that, in a preview that airs at the end of this week's episode, we see a bandage wrapped around your head, and it looks like a lot of blood, and it looks painful. So I know you can't say what happened because I'm sure they're going to show it because that's good TV. Can you tease it at all? Was it like a fight? Was it from a challenge? What's going on there?
Now I don't know if I should have told you what I told you, because now that you know about this little thing me and Nehemiah had going, now you don't really know whether he comes out to the backyard or not. So I'm just gonna leave it at that. As a tease, because again, I may have already said too much and have spilled the beans on the potential rivalry with me and Nehemiah.
No, that's great. That's a teaser. People want that. So that's good. I won't ask anything else about that. That is completely fine. Before we wrap, I do want to ask you, because you had some exciting personal news before you left, was that you got engaged. So obviously that's exciting. Are you guys in wedding planning mode right now?
We are in, moving in together mode first.
Oh yes, that's right. You guys, I always forget you guys don't live together yet. Okay.
Yeah. So we're kind of like at that point, and we have some big, plans, things happening that I don't know if I really want to share completely yet. I don't know if it's safe. So I'm just gonna other than that, like, yeah, me and Nicole, what's up, Nicole? I love you, babe. We've been doing good. She's been hanging out with my son a little bit more. My son has, yeah, he has flag football playoffs next week. I think she's excited to just kind of be a part of the all like the sports stuff, and because she hasn't really been able to do that. Because me and my ex had a rough go, which kind of disabled a lot of the cool stuff that Nicole probably should have been experiencing. But now we're at that place where I'm excited to, you know, see Nicole, you know, experience all these other cool things with my son. And absolutely. And we're doing that next week. So
yay. Is she, can you say if you're going to be moving to her state or if she's going to be moving to yours? Do you guys know what?
Yeah, no, I gotta, if I didn't share a child with somebody, I probably would have made the move to Chicago, but because of the circumstances, we're going to stay here. And
yay.
Yeah.
Awesome though. Well, and I do want to give Nicole a shout out because she is a nurse and has worked her little butt off during this entire COVID issues the past year. So shout out to her, because nurses are freaking real superheroes. Okay. So we all know that.
Yeah. They don't get enough love. So no, I'm going to double down to all the healthcare workers and all the nurses out there specifically that have gone through it. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to say, like, I mean, I don't know, I may get backlashes, but like, congratulations on, you know, us getting a vaccine and getting some help for you. Like, yeah.
Exactly. 100%. I agree with you. You're allowed to say whatever you want.
Like, you know, like, they needed help, man. There might be some places that didn't go through, you know, didn't have, you know, as bad COVID experiences as far as like nurses going, healthcare workers, but there's a lot of healthcare workers and nurses that just like, you know, just went through it. And I feel like, you know, some help is here with the vaccine.
It is finally time. Well, Derek, next time you and Nicole are out on the East Coast, we will have to go out to dinner. I think something will finally be open. We can actually meet up in public. So I would love that. And you are welcome back here anytime. Hopefully we will see you on many challenges to come. But for now, we'll just keep watching All Stars.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for having me. And whenever we're able to go back to New York, we'll definitely do something.
Awesome. Derek, thank you so much. Stay safe and we'll chat again soon.
Bye, Em.
New episodes of The Challenge All-Stars drop on Paramount Plus every Thursday. And as a reminder, next week on MTV is part 2 of the Challenge Double Agents reunion on Wednesday night. I hope you guys are all enjoying our Challenge Edition special episodes of the Watch With Us podcast. If you are and you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Leave us a review, leave us a rating. I would love to hear from you all. You can also reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta on all platforms. If you have any questions, I might just answer them right here on the podcast. As always, guys, stay safe and we'll be back next week.